Air Canada has come under fire after one of its pilots showcased his anti-Israel signage on his social media and at a public rally. On Sunday, October 8, Air Canada First Officer Mustafa Ezzo attended a pro-Palestine rally in Montreal. He brought signs with him that read hateful messages, including an image of the flag of Israel being put in the garbage that reads, "Keep the world clean." Another sign reads that "Hitler would be proud of Israel." In an Instagram story, the pilot tells Israel to burn in hell. Ezzo has since deleted his social media posts. According to his LinkedIn profile, which has since been removed, Ezzo is a Boeing 787 first officer and a Class 1, CFII, flight instructor. He regularly flew routes out of Montreal. Air Canada addressed the controversy in a statement on X on Tuesday, characterizing the pilot's social media posts as unacceptable. The airline said it was taking the matter very seriously, and that Ezzo was taken out of service on Monday. "We firmly denounce violence in all forms," the airline added. On Wednesday, spokesperson Angela Ma told VIA that Ezzo no longer works for Air Canada, following the process initiated on Monday. Air Canada pilot's post sparks outcry. Stop Anti-Semitism, an American organization fighting anti-Semitism around the world, shared Ezzo's posts on its X profile, noting that no Jew would feel safe flying with this anti-Semite. Numerous Vancouverites voiced concerns about the pilot following the news, with many of them questioning whether it was safe for anyone to fly with him. Other locals expressed fear of violence against Jews. "While I'm feeling slightly more reassured, I have to wonder how at Air Canada didn't catch this earlier as a serious security threat to their passengers. https://t.co/wbmpjwef9f Alan Fryer, Canada, Ukraine, Israel, at Alan Fryer Media, October 11, 2023. "You sure as fuck can't let him get behind the stick for any passengers ever again. You absolutely need to confirm he never will." Craig Minioli, at Craig Minioli, October 11, 2023. "He belongs in jail." Darren Klass, at Merakid, October 11, 2023. "Well done, Air Canada, but you need to make sure this nut job never flies another plane anywhere ever again. https://t.co/82isexfxer Kevin McLeod, at Doc Kevin McLeod, October 11, 2023. "For the safety of all passengers. This person should never be allowed to fly again. From what I understand, nobody is safe from these acts of terror. Once someone shows you who they are, believe them." Lioness, at Lioness 0817, October 10, 2023. An Israel solidarity rally was held at the Jack Pool Plaza on Tuesday night, urging locals to share their support for the country amid ongoing violence and to remember Ben Mizrachi. The 22-year-old Vancouver man was killed by Hamas during an attack at a techno music festival near the Gaza border on Saturday. Mizrachi is one of three Canadians confirmed dead in Israel. Adi Vital Kaplun, who had deep ties in Ottawa, and 33-year-old Alexander Luke from Montreal were also killed in the attacks. As of Wednesday, the Palestine-Israel war has claimed at least 2,300 lives on both sides. VIA has reached out to the Jewish Federation of Greater Vancouver for comment. With files from the Canadian Press.